The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Buzz, 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 Spook Show fans. It's your old pal, Cousin Zach, welcoming you to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. If you love the show, promo code Zach, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Get a 7-day free trial to the show, all the other great shows on the network, podcastmerch.com, hats, t-shirts, hoodies. I'm joined by two wonderful men. To my right, I got Tim McLaughlin.
What up?
Thank you for being here. To my left, I got Napoleon Emile. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I want to knock this out quick. Thank you guys so much. Let's get plugs out of the way. Napoleon, what are your people to check out?
Flatbush Misdemeanor Showtime. I'm on that show. At Dan Michael Chan on HBO. And you can follow me at Napoleon Emile, NapoleonEmile on Instagram, Twitter, Venmo, Cash App.
Fuck yeah. Tim?
Nice. You can follow me on Instagram at hot_comic69. Also, that is my Venmo. And check out the Great Hang podcast with myself and Micah Fox. And we just started a YouTube page, so Great Hang podcast on YouTube if you want to check that out. All the old episodes that I have banked come out on Thursdays, new episodes on Wednesdays, and little clips here and there. So Great Hang podcast. Thank you, Zach.
Fuck yeah. August 27th, Rochester, New York, Comedy Carlson, me and Chris Faga. September 18th, Catalyst Wrestling comes back to Brooklyn at Chilo's, cool little spot with a Mexican food truck and a margarita bar. Come hang out, watch some wrestling, have some margaritas. Before we go further, how about a word from our sponsor?
Dig through the ditches and burn through the witches and slam in the back of my...
Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about RockAuto.com! The online store with every auto part at the best prices. It's your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So you, yes you, can stop talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and after all that, are still going to charge you storefront markups at RockAuto.com. You can easily find everything you need. So whether you're a mechanic, somebody working on their own car, or an absolute idiot jerk-off like me who doesn't understand how cars work, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing. So head on over to the site. There's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that damn good. But if you do get anything, make sure to tell them you heard about them on Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Guys, you know the website. You love it. Say it with me now. RockAuto.com. Woo! You guys like to get high, right? Well, so do I. That's why we need to head on over to YoDelta.com and stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. Guys, they sent me vapes. They sent me gummies. Holy moly, do these things work. If you live in one of the majority of states where it's legal, head on over. You know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp and can be legally shipped. And most importantly, it gets you high. I will tell you from personal experience, these products work and should be taken responsibly. One more time, guys, that is going to be YoDelta.com, and you're going to want to use the promo code GAS for 25% off your order. So, guys, check it out. Promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that gets you high. Hey, fans of the show over the age of 21, I just want to talk to you about our favorite sponsor, YoKratom. Guys, the price of everything's going up this year. Your rent, gasoline, groceries. Well, YoKratom.com is sticking steadfast with $60 kilos of Kratom delivered right to your door. So stop going to smoke shops, gas stations or bodegas and buying a little bit at a time when you can have a $60 kilo delivered right to you. Guys, it's the best deal in the business. If you don't use Kratom, don't start on my account. But if you do, go to YoKratom.com, the home of the $60 kilo. And we're back. Today's movie, 1994, Mosquito. What do you think it's about? Fucking mosquito. It's on Shudder. Sync it up. We're watching it at midnight. Pre-stream starts at 11:30. Sorry about last week's episode getting yanked. It had too many popular songs in it. Let's have some fun. We've been watching a lot of killer animal movies. I figure why not? Let's go back to the deadliest animal in all the world, the mosquito. This is on Shudder. Friends in the booth, roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This week.
Cat's Eye, which is a Stephen King adaptation, and it has a bunch of pop songs in it, and about halfway through taping it, I went, oh, YouTube's going to take this down right away. It didn't even make the stream. It didn't even finish streaming for the premiere.
You put it on another?
Yeah, I put it on Vimeo.
Okay.
So yeah, this is aliens, but they're mosquitoes.
This came out in 94?
94. Oh. It does not look good.
That looks like 84 graphics.
It is a cheese fest, and I thought it would just be fun to relax. We have been watching some good movies on here, and I wanted to break that streak.
Well, I'm glad you could bring us into...
Not only are the aliens mosquitoes, they don't even follow the rules of mosquitoes. By the way, a giant mosquito would not fly because... It doesn't work like that.
Oh.
Because they get bigger exponentially, not just their weight to mass ratio or whatever. So there's no way a giant mosquito could fly. It's completely impossible.
Mm-hmm. And that explanation, perfectly sound, made a lot of scientific sense.
Because when it's little and it's that much mass, it can get off the ground.
Yeah.
But the this same size, the same proportion thing. Yeah, this looks like shit.
I mean, it's not even just like the, it's like the vibe is very.
Yes.
84. Instead.
Yes. Some people think it could be, it's supposed to be like a throwback movie. I think it's just a.
That's the best part of it.
So far,
yeah. It looks good. Oh, here they come.
This does not look bad, to be honest. Stuff like this always freaks me out. Like time-lapse-y shit.
Is this a nature film?
It's definitely going to be the setting off point.
So wait, the aliens are mosquitoes?
We're going to get there, Tim.
Oh, okay.
There's aliens, there's mosquitoes, there's people.
Oh,
that's
nice.
All we really got to know.
That's too many things.
And once, they kind of ran out of animal. There was a real good streak of animal movies. And if this is 94, this would place this right around Anaconda, Arachnophobia.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah. So what's it, which, by the way, is about a mosquito, if you think about it.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
That's true. Lake Placid, when did that come out?
Later.
Oh.
Yeah, Lake Placid was
that's like 97, 98, yeah. Right?
All right. Well, fuck me then.
All right.
Just trying to think of stuff.
Here,
holy shit.
So yes, a lot of the mosquitoes on this are puppets.
In that situation, you keep going.
Oh yeah. A lot of the mosquitoes in this are practical, thank God.
You asked that question while driving. Yeah. What was that?
What was who was that? I don't care. Keep driving, lady. I know there's a scene later where a puppet...
It hit his windshield, but it's fucked up his car?
A puppet attacks a dude, and the director stopped the scene because they accidentally gave the actor a concussion with these heavy-ass puppets. And just for people, if you're making a movie and you have a heavy thing that needs to hit somebody, shoot it in reverse. Start it on their head, then raise it up and switch the footage.
I like how he's dressed for an action movie.
Yeah, he is.
Perfect.
I like
that's the jacket. That's like the Indiana Jones, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's the tank top underneath. It's very, very diehard.
I would never touch this thing.
No.
I don't want to touch a regular size bug.
What a goofy person this lady is. She's like, let me go press up on this 200-pound bug.
I was gonna say only white ladies, but then I was like, no, if she was Mexican, they'd eat it.
Yeah.
That thing would be fucking, that would be covered in candy and hot sauce getting sold on the street.
Oh. Yeah, definitely Bell.
Oh, no.
What did he do?
I don't know.
Oh, that shit was lodged in it.
I don't know, but he needs to call rockauto.com, where they have every car part imaginable at the best prices available. And they can get right out of this pickle, if you ask me.
End of movie. Short film.
Man, jeez, speaking of good movies, I watched the new Predator last night.
Prey?
Yeah.
What? Was it sick?
It was awesome.
I gotta watch it.
It was great.
Feeding on what?
I don't know. Yeah, the only thing I saw recently was Nope. Much less what it eats. And I liked it a lot.
Yeah, well, eating's the last of its worries now. Come on, let's go.
Nice.
Maybe we should take it with us.
What?
Oh, yeah,
fuck?
That's a great idea.
Well, I'd like to get it back to school. Take a look at it in the lab.
Oh, school? I thought you were done with school. I thought that's why.
Take a picture, bitch.
A real job and all that.
And I am, but Dr. Frank said I could have access to the lab anytime. This could be important.
Fuck that. Right? What is a giant bug?
Dr. Frank, dumbass. Like, let's put this in the car.
Put it in the trunk.
Forget it, Meg.
Dr. Frank's
that's right,
this
dog. Stand your ground. Tell you got boundaries. That's fine.
It's dead, lady.
Yeah, right.
You fool.
What world does she live in? You're like, you can't just do this. Like, yes, you can. Look at this road. This is the type of road where this happens at.
Yeah. Nice.
Got a nice little wet spot where it was.
Oh, here we go.
Hell yeah, dude. I have a feeling this is going to be the kind of movie where the guys are... much more scantily clad
dogs.
Also, I've noticed with like super low budget movies, you can get really hot guys.
Yeah,
but the ladies are like mid tier women.
Yeah,
because all the hottest women go. Well, I mean, except for this lady.
Yeah, yeah. But it's also like a buyer's market.
You
like,
said that as all the hottest ladies came on the screen. You're like, not well, really
we,
a lot of hot.
I mean, this lady's obviously a butterface. We haven't seen.
Yeah.
They're ahead of their time. They were just focusing on. Focused on her ass.
It's also a buyer's market, though, because even male porn stars, they make like $150 a scene when the girls are making a few grand.
$150?
Dude, male porn stars have to work a lot. That's why you see the same few guys. And because it's a talent. But I know back in the day, the guys I knew that did porn, they said the pay was terrible. It was like $200 a day, tops. And that's if you were good and had like a name.
And that's what's kept me out of the business, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of those guys have second jobs. Some of them were teachers, garbage men.
Ron Jeremy was a teacher.
Was he?
Ron Jeremy was a substitute teacher until his girlfriend at the time sent a picture into Playgirl of how big his dick was. I'm supposed to get. Did you guys see the fucking selfie Tommy Lee posted?
No.
To do the time.
Tommy Lee put a fully nude someday. Selfie on Instagram today.
What the hell?
On my birthday?
I gotta tell you, still got it.
Happy birthday to you, Napoleon.
That's what he. That was his post underneath it.
The thing stayed, but a full cock shot. Instagram took 5 hours to delete it.
Really?
Full. I mean, I'm talking full cock shot.
What a badass. Why didn't he just do it on Twitter where it could live?
Yeah.
He's probably a boomer and didn't realize what he was doing.
He's definitely a boomer.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on in this movie?
I love bad taxidermy, man.
Bastard.
Oh, my God.
This guy hates bugs. All right, so we've set up a guy that is definitely getting killed by a bug.
Mm-hmm.
I would say maybe even smushed to death.
Oh, no.
Have you seen this, bro? Is this a spoiler?
I have not seen this movie.
Wow.
I decided to share this one with you guys. I love bad taxidermy. They always look like they're screaming.
I think that's the point, right?
You look really good.
I don't know.
Did you lose some weight or something? You know
that guy... The audio is off.
Yes, it is.
Hold on,
Henry. Yeah, the shot of him has one audio tone and the shot of him has another.
You know, things like that is what keeps movies from being scary. Like, like shit like that, like, oh, fuck.
I mean, I'm already up here because I hate bugs. So I'm like here already.
every year.
You gotta jump out of your seat.
Yeah. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, when you hear the shot, the audio is different in the shots. That's why you do room tone. Somebody forgets to do room tone, it fucks up your whole audio.
Every second of their measly little lives, they hunt.
Wait, what is their job?
I'd imagine these are park rangers.
Okay.
Park rangers have the authority to arrest policemen. After
they've had their or maybe wildlife, so something
DNR.
I can tell he's in charge because his collar is different color than the shirt.
Right, chief. Now, Hendricks, who's the best point man I have in the platoon?
I am, chief.
That's right, Hendricks.
This is bad.
You are.
Yeah. I'm glad we're watching
all
this.
All civilians out there are
I love
counting
it.
On us to make sure they get a good night's sleep, and we don't want to let them down, do we?
No, chief.
I love the generic trophies. They go with the taxidermy. You know, I hate animals, but I love bowling.
I was thinking about buying trophies and just putting them in my house.
Yeah.
Make it look like I'm a winner of some sort.
Can't be that much.
No. No, I'm sure they're cheap. I could probably get them at a fucking flea market or something.
You can go to like a thrift store or yeah. some shit. I'm like, wow, spelling bee?
Spelling bee, you can't even read, my man.
Dude, it would be great if you had like a shelf of awards that had to like really confuse people. Like Tim McLaughlin, Black Entertainer of the Year.
Me and Gary Owens.
Guys, did you know Tim won Best Heavy Metal Grammy in 1981?
I used to do that with... I used to do that at a wrestling...
You used to do that heavy metal?
Yeah, I used to do heavy metal. At wrestling meets, I would go around and pick up the different ribbons, and they would all be in my room, and it'd be like, sixth place, 215 pounds.
Dude, there's a kid we all fucking despise that was on our wrestling team, and he took fourth place in a tournament, and he wore the medal to school the next day.
Nice.
Is there a more losery? A medal that shouldn't exist.
Yeah.
Fourth place. That means
out
you
of
lost.
How many?
Probably 10.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's above
but
average.
That means you lost twice. That means you lost in the semis. And then you lost again in the third place fight.
This is also not good for these people to be inhaling all this.
Probably not.
The music is fun.
Yeah. This is what I would like to refer to as the Bang It Out type movie, where, hey, we're going to make a cool cover.
Yes.
We got a lot of bug movies happening right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you probably can't do that while people are camping, right?
No, I would say
fucking away.
It's inadvisable at best. But yeah, just put a cool, have a cool cover. I guarantee you this is around arachnophobia time.
Why is this car already, like, rusted?
That might be a crew member's car, to be honest.
Are these guys Nazis? What is happening here?
Oh, I'm really hoping.
All these guys look like they live in Bushwick.
So that, my friends, is Gunnar Hansen, the guy who played Leatherface in the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
This guy?
Yes.
Wow, that's interesting.
So he had the biggest trailer on this.
Oh, he definitely did.
His seat had a cushion.
Yeah, he definitely was treated pretty goddamn good. He made a nice little run for himself of doing bad movies after that. Because he only had to have one really good performance.
Yeah.
I mean, is that
and
a
that
nice
was that.
Run?
And then he can kind of just live off that.
Can you? How much these guys get paid for these jobs? Like $200?
It's not the job. It's the conventions afterwards.
Okay. Yeah.
It's signing 8x10s and shit like that. That's the money. Yeah.
What was the budget for this thing? Do you know?
I'm not sure. If you can look it up in the booth,
$400.
I'm pretty sure it's pretty low.
Yeah, that dude has a Bushwick haircut for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, asshole. Come here.
Estimated $200,000.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Quit fooling around and find our exit.
Really?
Yeah, so he's getting paid pretty decent. He gets to hang out.
Well, how the hell do we
and then, yeah, you're just killing time in between these big cons where you figure you're charging, at the time, 20, now $40 or $50 for an autograph. You're signing all day for 3 days.
Inflation has really killed the autograph market.
Some of these people are taking home 20 G's in a weekend if you're in a big movie.
Yeah.
Or a franchise thing. They said, what's the kid that played Eddie Munson in the new season of Stranger Things just did his first convention. And, it was like a record sales. Like, he actually got in trouble for spending too much time per person.
Oh.
Because it was taking days to get people off the line.
Hold on. The kid from the one that... The
Eddie Munson. The kid that played Metallica on the roof of the...
I didn't want to give up a spoiler.
Yeah, no, it's fine. You're good.
That guy.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Eddie Munster.
From the Munsters? He does all the conventions, too, though. Because I remember he did Chiller Theater one year and got arrested for smoking pot in the stairwell.
That's really
back
nice
when I was a kid.
For sticking around
still
and
keep
like
the widow's peak.
To put a hole in the radio. Yeah, I think he,
Butch Patrick is his name.
Yeah, and I think he puts it on, doesn't he?
I think he might. Yeah,
I think he has like a hair thing.
So some celebrities when they do the cons charge extra for professional photos with them in costume.
Wait, they wear the costumes?
Yeah. But they'll be whoever they were in the movie. But it's like $100 or a $200 picture. Kevin, number 7. Depending on if it's like a really famous person.
I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about how they had just done a con. And next to them were these guys, the Golden Gays.
Okay.
Where it's three gay guys that dress up like the Golden Girls. And you can pay $25 and you dress up like Sophia and you take a picture with them. And they were like, all day... Every day of the con, line around the thing. They're like, they cleaned up.
How do you get into a con as someone to sign an autograph? What do I have to do?
You gotta talk to Dan. Get your character on Flatbush Misdemeanors. Main character now. Oh, shit.
Yep. No reason ass shot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There we go.
Brief nudity in this. All right.
You know, the real goal for cons is to be in something that's a franchise. So you want to be in something Star Wars, something okay. Walking Dead,
Marvel?
Something Marvel.
Okay.
And then you're set, dude.
All right.
Or they do the Office Con. They do Dunder Con or whatever it is in Scranton. The people that sign autographs at this are literally like lady who sold purses in that one episode. But people just want to meet everyone from the office.
Dude, that was back late 90s, early 2000s. If you had one role on Seinfeld, you sold out a comedy club.
Mm-hmm. I paid to get my picture taken with the soup Nazi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's all it was in the 90s. Once you were on something as a guest...
Yeah.
You were, like, all over the country now.
I think it was, what's his name? Oh, we were talking to him. We had him on our show. Fuck.
Of course he shoots his homeboy.
Oh, my God. I shot him. Oh, look
out. How is this not a comedy?
Kind of is. By the way, I like the stop motion...
Yeah.
Bug a lot. Also, if he kills this... All right, these things suck. There's two of them, and they've both been killed immediately. The only death in this movie so far...
Was from another human.
Is because something fucked up.
Fucking, from somebody shooting...
Some friendly fire.
Oh, we had Fred Stoller on.
Okay.
We had Fred Stoller on, and he was like, yeah, I started headlining... Because I was on one episode of Seinfeld.
And then he became Raymond's cousin, right?
Right. But he goes, I only had 15 minutes and would do well for about 7 and flounder for the next 39 minutes. He goes, I never got asked back to another club.
Well, that's just like TikTok people now.
Oh, I know.
Dude, I saw a video. It was at a fucking theater show. And it was three TikTok dudes. And all they did was the dances.
That's fun.
And just girls scream their balls off. You? And they just did TikToks on stage.
The mosquitoes.
Oh, so far I've seen like 7 or 8 people in this movie that I'm like, I think I saw them yesterday in Brooklyn.
Hey, you see that? I got something pulling on my line.
Yeah, I guess I would be remiss to say that ironic white trash is not the current move.
This dude would be like a me in Brooklyn where people are like, I think he's actually racist.
Better luck next time.
Jesus.
Coming back, little
Carhartt jumper on.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a good look.
Fishy. Now I see him here. He's coming.
Fucking hate fishing. Fishy. I don't have the patience for it.
For fishing?
Son of a bitch!
That's a all big right. Word.
So this is the third. Let's see how the third mosquito fares.
I want to see someone.
Those
get
guys
all the
are food. Sitting ducks, though. They're in the middle of the water.
Oh, God, his ass.
Oh. What a bad day he's about to have.
Oh.
He gets assaulted by it?
Yeah.
All right, come on.
I'm about to cancel this mosquito for rape.
Oh. And now he's going to get eaten by that fish. Oh, man.
What the fuck?
I'm kind of fascinated. Oh, no. The proboscis. Oh! All right, you know what? Worth it.
Oh, nice.
All right, something's happening. How could he be yelling? That's got to be through his brain by now.
I like that, though. Now he's got something going on. Now it's a movie.
This scene is stupid.
What was the look around for?
I don't know.
To see if there's any more, I guess. Or if anybody saw him abandoning his friend.
We saw it.
I mean, what do you do, though? Hey, buddy, sorry. I was going to fight a giant mosquito for you, but it was already through your brain.
It would have been cool if they had it like...
You hear it buzzing?
Yeah. What? Oh, yeah.
It's taunting him.
It would have been cool if they show him getting all the shit sucked out of him and turning like...
And you see like the back of the mosquito get big?
Yeah.
Just the guy deflating?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be sick.
Fucking $201,000 probably would have done it.
Yeah, like I said before, with the back.
Is he not hungry? Is he still hungry after eating his homeboy?
I think this is the other one.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh no!
They didn't try very hard on that one.
No. It's just that one's just sucking the blood out of his chest.
Yep, they didn't try very hard. Nah, it's been a long day. We had this whole thing planned, but why don't you just hold it on you?
2 weeks?
2 weeks? What the fuck? Oh,
forget it.
Is this a movie where we see titties?
I
get for
stopping in Hoogerville. I don't know.
Be nice.
I'm going to ask you to vet the movies before I come.
We better see some titties on Napoleon's goddamn birthday.
His don't count.
She is not promising. I hope one of the other girls is the titty. Oh, a little butt cheek.
I mean, you saw that earlier, though, from the girl playing volleyball.
Oh,
butt cheeks didn't count in the 90s.
Yeah.
If this was my movie, the mosquito would go suck the blood from up her ass.
Yeah, that would be the move.
Pretty cool.
I mean, that is gratuitous butt.
Yeah.
It's not great butt, but it's gratuitous butt.
It's butt.
Yeah. Fuck it.
This is awful.
This is very bad. Are they fucking?
That was like the fucking, that little print that you see when it's like, keep calm.
Oh, yeah. Keep calm, right. Suck on.
There we go. Hell yeah.
All right, yeah. This is pretty hot. Chips hell and yeah. Hot dogs everywhere while they fuck.
It's like my bedroom.
There we go. There's
that's
a titty.
That's
nip.
Girlfriend. Foreshadowing. All right, there's the other titty.
Nice.
Right. That's a two titty.
His Let's see butt. This guy's and a man butt.
Hey, where you going?
I'm done.
Yeah.
I gotta water the plants.
What?
With cum?
What, he just got outside and jerks off with the... Sorry, I got a thing.
He's fucking it. He's like, you know what? I got to piss.
Are you guys keeping abreast of the Dan Schneider shit going online right now?
No. The guy who was in charge of all those Nickelodeon shows?
Yeah, the guy that was in charge of all the Nickelodeon shows.
He's a pedophile.
Got ousted a few years ago for possibly being a pedophile. Now as they go past all his old... He had, like, iCarly,
All That?
Yeah, well, yeah, he started with, like, All That, Kenan and Kel.
That's the big dude, right?
Yeah.
He was in
Good Burger.
Yeah.
So he would make kids audition with no shoes or socks on.
I read that,
and
yeah.
And he has a foot-shaped pool at his mansion.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, hold on. Let's enjoy this for a second.
He was, like, in that show, Head of the Class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see this chick about to... She got a mosquito between her vagina.
Is it an...
Oh.
Her tits ain't bad, though.
Oh.
Pretty good, actually. Sorry, okay. I finished on your
stomach.
Oh,
no. Oh, no, you were right.
Yeah, let's go.
Dude, right in the butt.
Did he just jizzed just now? Yes. What was that face for?
I gotta say, Tim, you did say you would suck blood out of her ass.
Yep.
And you know what?
That was the other girl. That pissed one.
Hey, you know what? I still count it as a victory.
I like it.
Yeah. Your turn, buddy.
Zach, I need to get into this trauma situation that you're in.
Absolutely, dude.
You said fuck for a long time.
Anyway, so one of the girls that was on iCarly, one of those shows, put out a biography.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She did a book, right?
And she about only her mom? Refers to... Yeah, it's about her mom, but she talks about her time on TV where she was, they tried to convince her to drink alcohol and a number of other things by the only person she only refers to as the creator. Oh. And he was the creator of the show. And now more and more shit seems to be coming out. Like, I guess, like, he would take, like, personal videos of Ariana Grande. Morning. And, just overall creepster.
Yeah, I've heard bad things.
And I had the thought the other day. So when I was a kid, I acted.
Okay.
And I was in Nickelodeon commercials, a couple. I also did an event, a live event at the Waldorf Astoria for the Amanda Bynes show.
Great, great hotel to shit at if you're in the city.
Good to know. I did a bit for the Amanda Bynes show, which I found out he, I believe, was the EP on. So he was probably there. And I also have a story about working for Harvey Weinstein. So I might be the only person I know who accidentally worked for Dan Schneider and Harvey Weinstein.
Damn.
And just can't get molested for the
life
of
me. Had a professional time in both situations.
Yeah, both times. How ugly and unfuckable must I be that I've worked for Weinstein and Schneider and nobody even touched me?
Like, I saw nothing happening. It was a pretty...
It was on the up and up.
It was by the book.
I swear to you.
Mr. Snyder, get out of here, Fugly. I'm trying to talk to Amanda. Man, young me would have been...
He's like, I can't find my shoes. There's another pair over there. Put them on.
Get out of here with your planner's wart, fatso.
Little kid me would have
been... For Christ's sake, put some shoes on.
I'd have been so jealous of you working on the Amanda Bynes show.
It was just like an event. It was almost like...
It was always my dream as a little kid was to be on All That. I'm like, I'm funnier than all those.
I think we all wanted to be on All That.
You know, me and my chick were rewatching All That the other day on Paramount Plus.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of feet on that show.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of feet. We were watching Good Burger, and Kel, for no reason, just took his shoe off and answered his foot like it was a phone.
Hmm.
I was like, this is somebody's thing. Maybe it's that meteor you're looking for. But yeah, the old Nickelodeon logo for a while was a foot.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Whoa. I think Nickelodeon
hiding shit.
Nickelodeon was a fucking conduit to kid feet.
They were like, please, please stop us.
None of the Rugrats wore shoes.
It's true. Did you ever hear the theory that Angelica is the only real one?
Yes.
What do you mean? Something
else. Good. On Rugrats.
I have heard that.
All the other kids died somehow. So Chucky died in the car wreck with his mom. Phil and Lil were one baby that the mom had a miscarriage before they could find out the sex. So she's imagining both. Tommy, I think, died during trial. There's a theory that all the kids are dead, and they're supposed to be her playmates, and that Angelica imagines those kids every day so that she has somebody to be mean to, because she's lonely.
Huh. It's a cartoon. Also.
Yeah. Well, these are, like, these fan theories come up all the time.
Yeah.
It's like the theory behind, like Adventure Time.
Oh, I don't know that.
Or, yeah, it's like, oh, he's in a coma.
Yes.
The whole time he's just in a coma.
Yeah, Finn?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thought behind every Simpsons after when Bart shakes up Homer's beer and the house explodes. After that season, all the episodes become about Homer and start to have celebrities and, like, the tone of the show changes. And people think that Homer's in a coma for the rest of the show. And these are all his fantasies from what he hears people talking about.
It's also the theory in regular show that they're all on acid except for...
That's very true.
Pops, but they are all on acid because if you watch...
Pops seems like he's on acid.
But if you watch J.G. Quintel's first little short film, they take acid and turn into a bird and a gumball machine.
Yeah.
So... Regular show. You're gonna love this, Doc. It's one of my favorite.
Very irregular.
It's my favorite. One of my favorite shows of all time. Like, me and Sheen refused to get a job and watched every episode for 2 weeks. And now look at Jeff, stuck on the high seas as a hacky boat comedian.
Jeff working on a ship.
Yeah.
I could do that job. Give me a hand. If it was specifically advertised as, like, a filthy show.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a lot of times they got to be clean on the boat.
That's why. That's why I couldn't. Oh, I couldn't do five clean.
He had to do two different clean 30s, I guess, this last one.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff's act is pretty clean. It's just weird and creepy.
Yeah, very.
Yeah. It's just, but he's a weird, creepy man.
Yeah, so if it was, like, maybe an adults-only cruise and they had a felt like a late-night dirty show... I think I could justify it being a cruise act.
Yeah.
For a couple weeks. That sounds not bad.
I could justify it for the money in any way. I don't give a fuck. I need money. I give Jeff and Jeff shit all the time for being little hacks out on the sea, but I would love that money.
Wait, who else is on
the... Arcuri.
Oh, I just saw him the other day.
Yeah, but they're both... They just go and do it all the time. I mean, Arcuri's staying...
They're shoreside right now.
Yeah. Arcuri's staying in the city to get a bunch of cellar spots, but he was on the ships almost as long as he could be during the pandemic. Oh, also, come to Beauty Bar.
Yeah.
Sundays at 9 p.m.
Tim's got a great show, Beauty Bar, Sundays at 9 p.m. Please support that.
I'm going to tell you, it's a bad show. But if you want to come and see it, just chaos.
I remember when it used to be not as bad of a show.
Now it's pure chaos. It's just become a chaos factory.
Wait, the Sunday show with six producers?
Yeah. That all yell at the comedians while they're on stage and the audience. I get hammered every Sunday. It's a great time.
How many days into a cruise before it's Groundhog's Day, though?
Oh, I know. Well, luckily, I can eat.
Have you been on the cruise?
No.
I did a cruise. I did a heavy metal cruise.
No, I haven't been on one.
I've never been on a cruise.
I get worried I'd get scared being in the middle of the ocean.
I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I only did 6 days.
I don't like
days.
Taking the ferry.
Then you won't like a cruise.
No. I'm like, whoa.
I luckily can eat at the same place every day for weeks. Weeks on. I could eat the same thing every day for weeks. So that's not
a problem. We know. You live with Micah.
Is that your autism? Is that your autism?
Yeah. I go in. I look at the floor. I order.
You know, I opened for Jay on a cruise. And it was the most... No one ever looked more at home than Big J.
I mean, he is white trash.
All the women on the boat looked like fucking Greg the Hammer Valentine.
What's the food like?
Really, Jeff said they have a Guy Fieri's burger stand.
Yeah, the one I did had a Guy Fieri burger spot too.
And he said it's good.
Legit?
Yeah, he says it's good.
I always imagine it being like being in like Atlantic City when they have like the buffets and the casinos. Like, that's what I think.
It's not
like
crazy different than that, but then they'll have like a sushi thing, a burger stand. The Guy Fieri burger stand.
A lot of seafood?
No, not as much.
Freshly caught off the stern.
No, it's a lot of stuff that can't go bad. Like, even like those Guy Fieri burgers, they're going to be well done. Because they're afraid of anybody getting sick and then spreading.
When I was playing at the World Series of Poker,
they might as well just do Smash Burgers then.
Look at
Something
this.
Something is killing these people and sucking them dry of blood.
No
Give
shit.
Give us a few hours to figure out what's going on here.
Call,
okay?
call the cops.
I played in the World Series of Poker, one of their little events, but I got the Guy Fieri place at the Rio. Hours. Couldn't make it back to the table because he gave me food poisoning and I was in my room.
Stuck in Flavor Town.
I was so mad.
Oh, dude, the first day we got to the cruise, Jay goes, meet me in the... buffet.
All the people died from the stuff he sprayed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's from the mosquitoes. Big J goes, meet me by the buffet, and I get there, and it's Big J standing in front of a giant Guy Fieri outline, and it literally looked like a negative image.
If only Big J wore like Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah. Instead, this is out of bounds.
And cars ordered instead. He's having a hard time.
Did you guys
see
that viral video of Rage Against the Machine and then the person turned around and Guy Fieri was fucking dancing?
No.
There's Guy Fieri at the Rage Against the Machine show in L.A. So there, you're watching Rage Against the Machine and then the person just slowly turns the camera around and it's Guy Fieri rocking out.
I'm mad I didn't get to see any of the concerts this week at Madison.
I was about to say they were here, right?
Yeah. They're here till Friday.
Like a couple days ago. Or yeah. They're here still.
Yeah, till Friday, I guess. I think this movie's pretty progressive. That black guy stayed alive for a good amount of time.
That is true.
He did.
Yeah. He's still alive, actually. Yeah. He's actually the smartest one there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've seen enough.
No, I feel like the stereotype of black guy dies first is really undone in very, very frequently in movies. Like, even like Return of the Living Dead, Night of the Living Dead. Like
Black Guy Lives.
Yeah, Black Guy Lives.
But then you look at Jurassic Park. It's like three black guys died in the
beginning.
Sam Jackson dies, the guy in the beginning who gets stuck in the thing.
Mm-hmm. No, I actually think the person that always dies isn't the black guy. The person that always dies is the guy with glasses.
Mm.
Because he will lose his glasses or break them, then go, my glasses! And then walk up and like touch the killer's
Hot
face.
Hot chick also. She
Hot
dies,
chick, yeah.
She dies.
Yeah.
If you're like a 7, you get to live. But if you're like an 8, 9, 10...
If you're an 8, 9, 10, you probably can't act.
Oh, yeah.
If you're in the movie. So if you're a 7, you can probably act enough that you get the lead.
Like, this chick's a 5.
So she's good to go.
Yeah.
Hey, man, cut this shit out.
I like this mildly retarded guy that they have.
Who keeps surviving?
Yeah, just gonna. Somehow that's like me. Dead. It's like my ass. It'd be like, I don't know. He's
Listen,
so dumb.
Man, you don't want to be the only black dude surrounded by a bunch of dead white people.
Yeah, you just see.
It's time to bail.
You see red and blue lights pull up.
It's time to bail.
Drop it. Drop the mosquito.
Air his shit out.
Sir, he was coming at me with a mosquito. I had to stop him.
You saw him.
Sir, you know they love mosquitoes. That's mesquite barbecue. It's different.
This dude has a wedding ring on. Go home to your family, dog. Don't be there.
Hey, Doc. Figured out what's going on.
By the way, this is definitely giant one puppet mosquitoes. They keep reusing.
Oh, for
mosquitoes.
Sure.
Giant mosquitoes.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
I like how they're telling him as he's looking at a huge one. Like they couldn't see that. They just thought he was kneeling over grass.
This black guy's been in
so this
else
movie was written under the name Bush. Skeeter, but then I believe a children's movie unrelated to mosquitoes called Skeeter was coming out at the same time, and they had to retitle it.
There was a cartoon, no, a live slash puppet show, Cousin Skeeter.
Cousin Skeeter, and then
also on Nickelodeon.
Doug's best friend was Skeeter.
That's right.
That's true. Never mind.
It's so big. Could be
and now Skeeter is a term for somebody who busts a lot.
Is that what that means?
Yeah,
Skeet.
Oh, yeah.
At least in 2004 it did.
In England, I believe it's are you a shooter or a blobber?
Oh, what? Yeah. I call it a dribbler.
Yeah, like a stroke
victim. Are you a shooter or a blogger?
A blobber.
Blobbers.
That's when it just kind of like drips out like a stroke.
Oh,
that's a mushroom cloud coming out. On Napoleon's birthday.
I don't get a lot of velocity anymore in my old age. I just kind of, you got to be under me.
Come on, it's my birthday. Yeah. Hush, guys.
If I'm going to come on a girl's face, her chin has to be under my balls.
Oh, yeah.
Or else I ain't clearing it.
Get really close.
Wait a minute. You drove here in that thing?
What are you talking about?
Or you could just bust your hand. Things come back? This.
Yeah. 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 Spider-Man.
Simba.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Could have had a V8.
Just come on your face. Kajum.
Where is... There's too many people with cars staying in this area. At what point would you guys have left this
immediately? Yeah. The second this giant mosquito.
Oh, like, woof.
By the way, I would leave if there were regular sized mosquitoes.
If I saw that many regular mosquitoes, I'd
Yeah, fuck this.
There's no mosquitoes at the beach.
No, but I've been to beaches with fly advisories, and that sucks. I went to a beach one time as a kid, and they had a big thing that said fly advisory.
Was there a dead fish in the water or something?
I don't know, but if you stopped moving, your whole body was covered. And it was those like giant like horse flies.
Man, that's
huge.
Lionheart.
We lasted like 10 minutes there and then drove back home.
I would bring like one of those fucking like aerosol cans with the lighter.
They were huge. And they bit, too.
We had a dead rat in our fucking wall. And we were in the basement with just hundreds of flies. While we slept, I had to, I tape my mouth closed because I sleep with my mouth open like a mongoloid. I was worried that flies were just going to fly, like, into my mouth. It was the worst fucking day of my life.
I had flies from a dead thing, too, in the old apartment, and it was brutal.
God,
I was on it. I brought a girl home and didn't know it happened.
Yeah.
And she did not touch my dingle. She was horrified. We walked into a house with 50 flies in it. And she was like, you live like this?
What a turn off.
Yeah, it was really bad.
We called the exterminator, and he found the rat and just picked it up. That dead rat just picked it up with his bare hand and threw it in the trash. I was like, damn, what a badass.
What a man.
Yeah.
He died 2 weeks later.
Well, that's what happens here out on that patio right there.
Yeah.
Is a rat will die underneath those floorboards, and then just one day we'll come in on like a Monday. There'll just be 400 flies out there, and it stinks. And then they gotta take up the floorboards out there.
That sucks.
How often does that happen?
Not that often. The new area had a few in them, because they had that was like abandoned for a few months, and that had like for a while the windows were like blacked out in there, because it was like gross. But then they did a bunch of work in there.
Wait,
now it's
fine. Inside there was a bunch of dead rats?
Yeah, there was a bunch of... The lady that left that space, like, left a bunch of shit in there.
What was that? What was that, a house? Was like she was living there?
No, it was like a... Guys, what was it? It was like a photography studio or something?
Yeah.
Nice.
She didn't care for us.
No, she did not.
She did not like having 25 people smoking weed constantly on both sides of her.
And your hate speech, of course.
Yeah, that too, probably. Let's say it was the weed.
Like, what's the problem? Like, is it the smell? What's happening? What's really wrong with this?
Come on, you're an artist. What, she a photographer or something?
Yeah.
Quit being a bitch.
Believe it or not, that doesn't work that well. When you walk over, she's like, hey, just quit being a bitch.
Yo, can you ever chill? You ever try chilling, bitch?
Hey, listen up, stupid.
Do us a favor, relax. Bitch.
Chill, bitch. By the way, there's no way this guy would ever stop for this guy.
Oh, God, no.
No, I'm like, bro, we dealing with something. Peace.
You all right? Help, help.
What?
Been attacked by giant mosquitoes.
Is something wrong with this one?
I don't know.
This big. They made us crash the car, and they almost killed my brother.
Oh, yeah.
We're taking this ride.
Hold on, man. Whatever's going on, we didn't.
Gunnar Hansen also is in.
Are you insinuating that my brother?
I believe the movie Hell Block 13.
No, not at all. Is that where people in hell go to jail?
No, it's a series of stories from jail of people who go to hell.
Oh,
He is also in a ton of stuff. The last movie he wrote was supposed to be like the Expendables of horror, and it's very bad.
It's bad.
I really wanted it to be better. I can't remember what it's called, but it's stuck. But he's in a couple okay things.
I got so mad at the original Expendables because it was rated R. It's supposed to be an 80s throwback. No tits. Like,
yeah.
Mickey Rourke comes to them. Mickey Rourke could have been working as a bouncer at a strip club. They walk into a strip club, bunch of tits.
Yeah.
Then it would have been a perfect movie.
What movie?
Expendables. The Expendables.
No titties?
No titties in The Expendables. Just didn't make any damn sense.
A lot of explosions.
Yes. Which was tight.
Oh, shit. Well, ugly, it looks like those mosquitoes got themselves some dinner.
Hey, man, you can't just leave us here with those things. They got my cousin.
Y'all were trying to do it to them. Literally.
Let's get the hell out of here. Those things are coming.
Yeah, bro. Get out of there.
What about these guys?
You
can't just leave
him
out here.
Yeah, you can.
What is up with her? They need to kick her out of the truck.
Yeah.
She has
You're out of the group, lady.
She has Listen, nothing lady. But, like, bad choices, bad on, input. And she's getting baked.
Trying to think what other horror movies Gunnar Hansen has cameos in. I know he was in the newer Texas, one of the Texas Chainsaw remake. As somebody.
Is that the Rob Zombies?
No. He remade Halloween.
That's right.
It's just House of a Thousand Corpses is desperately trying to be Texas Chainsaw 2.
Ooh. I mean, they do well in, like, the signings, right? House of a Thousand Corpses?
Yeah, big time.
And then they have that other movie?
Devil's Rejects?
Devil's Rejects, yeah.
Yeah, I did a movie with Bill Moseley from those movies, and he makes a pretty penny at those signings.
That's nice. What's his wife, Soleil Moonfry, zombie?
Yeah, Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
No, it's just Sherry Moon.
Sherry Moon. Oh, the one that wears the cowboy hat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Soleil Moonfry is...
Yeah, she's from...
Punky Brewster.
Punky Brewster.
She had a breast reduction.
I know.
Yes, she did.
What a waste.
She's hot.
I learned that from my mom, really. I was like watching a movie that she was in outside, like a disc movie. She was like, huh, she had a breast reduction. And I'm just like... All right, now I know this about this lady.
There's a great clip online, and it's like local news, of Rob Zombie and his wife complaining about a local skate park.
What the
hell? Wow. Too much noise.
Is that where he is now in life?
And it's him being like, you know, listen, there wasn't a skate park when we signed up, and we didn't agree to this, and it goes against zoning ordinances, and, you know, I don't want to hear these kids skating at 10 o'clock at night.
Rob Zombie.
I hate to do it to him, but okay, boomer. Fucking hit
yeah,
him.
Yeah, right?
Dude, I remember probably one of my favorite gags from The Daily
it's
Show.
It's like Marilyn Manson called the cops on us for making too much noise.
Yeah. Stephen Colbert was, there was like people complaining about living next to a gun, like a shooting range.
A range, yeah, yeah.
And this woman was like, they just make so much noise, and I just want it to go away. And Stephen Colbert goes, oh, well, did they open after you moved in? And she was like, no, it was here before I moved in. And he goes, oh, okay, are you an idiot?
No, it's the same way people move above bars and then freak out.
Oh, I know.
I've been making fun of a number of people.
I'd love to live above the
for,
bar.
For getting...
Would you?
Yeah, I'm an alcoholic.
I've been making fun of people all week. And I know it's, like, cliche at this point, but the people that are mad that Rage Against the Machine is, like, putting political messages
on
the stage. Jay was complaining about it the other night. He's like, I'm tame, but, you know, I was just a bunch of political. I was like, Jay, what do you think? That's all they do.
Yeah.
And I've seen comics literally go, bought tickets to Rage Against the Machine, didn't know they were going to be so woke.
didn't they play
Their name is called Rage Against the Machine.
And then
one of their best concerts.
A bunch of shit-eating libs. I was like, that would be like going to see Rob Zombie and be like, dude, enough with the fucking witches and the werewolves. Just play the hits.
The guy came up in his damn Dracula.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need to see an 8-foot skeleton walking around the stage. Just play the fucking songs, man.
You know what would get him out of there? put in a skate park in the middle of his freaking concert.
I've had enough of this shit.
Dude, I love, I just, didn't they play outside the RNC one year?
Yeah.
Isn't that their, one of their best,
one that of was the, one of their videos.
Best concert, they have a full concert movie.
It's about Raging Against the Machine.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Was that Sleep Now in the Fire?
Yeah.
The video?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, how did these guys get the upper hand again?
The everyone in this movie is apparently they had the
guns
dumb.
On, they had two, they had guns on them.
The mosquitoes attacked the thing.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Look, we are not giving up this truck.
And the girl dies. You're going to kill a woman now. That's who you are.
Oh.
You're
a dead
man. Boy, I love that he was gentle with the axe.
Yeah.
Axe. Ask. Axe. Axe.
Man, it's hard sometimes.
It is. Let me ask you a question.
This guy hit me with the ask. I didn't know what to do.
By the way, this guy is trying so hard to be all Texas Chainsaw-y because he's in the movie.
Did he just slice his arm?
I think so.
He's doing such other gentle redneck, cuts with this axe.
This other redneck that's with it, the other military guy, is trying so hard to make faces like Bill Moseley in Texas Chainsaw 2 or the Hitcher in Texas Chainsaw 1.
He's not the scary guy. He's not the bad. That put Santa down.
Yep. That was the nut kick reaction. This movie was good.
He knocked him out. She knocked him out via ding ding.
No.
Am I crazy or is there one puppet and they just keep reusing it?
I mean, for $200,000, they have to have it at least one and a half, I think.
That shit hold it all to the front of the truck. This shit is like trying to get after these particular people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These are smart mosquitoes.
Maybe they have the blood type they like.
Whoa.
I like that.
Come on.
Can I be honest? That looked pretty good.
Tip.
That
tip, looked cool. Tip. There you go.
Big stunt effect like that isn't cheap.
You still using the steering wheel?
That's not a bad... That wasn't a bad stunt for a low-budget movie.
Oh,
is that a toilet?
How did that come out?
You can't go number two on that.
No. I mean, at this point, you can just shit anywhere. Somebody sits it up right to have to take a shit outside.
I've gone through this before. The first ever PA job I got on a movie, they had a mobile production unit with a bathroom on it. And me and the other PA had to empty a completely full toilet tank into a park. In the Bronx.
I'd have quit. Into a park?
We had to do it illegally.
Oh.
And it was me and Dave Temple.
Oh, my God.
We both... Ew. Me, Dave Temple, and Chris Cotton were all PAs on the same movie. That's how I met them.
What movie was it?
It never came out, I think. It was like something like Conversations in the Park. It was written or directed by...
Hey, this park kind of smells like shit.
In the Bronx, they're like, yeah, this is normal.
Oh, no, it was a scary-ass park. It was the guy... Do you remember the guy from...
The scariest people in there, obviously.
Oh, no, it was... We asked the cops which way to go get dinner, and the cops said, don't leave this park. They went, you guys shouldn't go either way. Like, you should just be hungry.
They're like, be hungry or die.
Yeah, my friend Sonny called it Murder Park that we were in. The guy that That's directed cute, it babe. Was, do you remember on King of Queens, he had one friend who was like an Italian guy?
Yeah.
I never watched it.
That guy was the director of the movie.
Really?
And I remember we got no shots done because people in the neighborhood heard we were making a movie. So just hundreds of people showed up with like grills. Not their teeth, like actual make food grills.
Yeah,
in the park.
And like we're partying all night to try and see the movie shoot. And then we were like, we couldn't get any clean audio, so we got no shoots the first night. And then the second night, we waited till the morning when people started to leave. and there were birds in the trees that wouldn't leave, and they made it so that we couldn't get audio. And I watched the production manager try and throw firecrackers into the trees to scare the birds away, like it was Bart versus the Space Mutants. But yeah, I worked on that movie for 2 days, and they got zero usable shots.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's too many.
It's far too many.
That's way too many. Get out of hide outside?
Quick, right beyond this tree.
That's so funny. Micah was telling me she worked on a thing a long
time
ago. I
like how they're working together with this guy who's tried to kill them two separate times.
He sliced her face with an axe.
Yeah.
They should shoot him in the head. And like, here, we're sacrificing this to you, mosquito gods.
She was working on this thing.
Wasn't the thing just suck out of his leg?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think they killed it before it could kill him too bad. But
so
also,
in the original draft of this, if you got bit by the mosquitoes and survived, it turned you into a zombie, and they cut that part out.
Ah, that's pretty good, I think.
Due to budgetary limitations.
Good. He kind of embraced it as it got close.
Yeah. Because he's holding it to him. And now he's shaking it like it's attacking him. That's cool when you see the blood.
Yeah.
I do like that.
Oh, see, this
and
is
I
what
like
I
that.
Wanted.
I like that. That's cartoony enough.
It's like that.
That it's scary.
It's like that. What was that video?
Large Marge.
Yeah.
Speed Demon, the Michael Jackson video.
I know
the
you
Clayton.
Know. Yeah.
Like, that's Michael Jackson, the eyes.
Or, or like that Phil Collins video.
What Phil Collins video?
They're all puppets. It's Genesis. Where they're all puppets
and
they're all scary. Yeah. What's that, Tanner? Oh, I thought you said something. I'm sorry, pal. They're in the pipe. They're right behind us. What were you saying Micah worked on?
Oh, she worked on this something, but they were in such a bad neighborhood that they had to pay off the main drug people there because they were like, if you don't pay us off, we're going to make this real hard for you to film here.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to pay off the drug dealers that were in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I've heard
they
of
had
Seth.
To check in.
Yeah.
That's what that's called.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, I've heard of Seth where you got to pay off the locals to not, like, honk their horns during takes.
Right.
Yeah, that's like if you go anywhere, like, in the hood. You go to, like, shoot a music video. You got to, like, check in with the street dudes in the area. Yeah.
Which I get because it's their neighborhood.
Basically, they're like, give us money.
Right.
That's what that means.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they had to give them, I don't know the amount, but she was like, it was several $1,000s.
Yeah. My old boss at Trauma, not Lloyd, the business boss, all the old pictures of him directing movies, he's got a man bag, like a shoulder bag. And one day somebody was like, you know, I never see you wear one of those in real life. Why do you wear one of those when you're directing? And he goes, that's my problem-solving bag. Inside that bag, $50,000 cash stayed on me at all times. Whenever there was a problem, you go to the bag.
Who is this?
That was my boss at my old movie company I worked for.
Where's he at now? I want to run up on
him. he doesn't carry it anymore.
Napoleon's like, you got to check in, bitch. Yeah.
Check in. You don't know who I am.
No, but it's like when they were making one of their movies in the mid-90s, a group of black Israelites showed up and started blocking all the shots, saying that it was like a diversity in film group or something. And they literally just walked around because it was such a shit movie that it wasn't just a bunch of dumb white kids. And they had to be like, all right, well, we have a black script supervisor and Asian girls on this department. And they literally, the Israelites were like, this is the most diverse crew we have ever seen in 20 years of doing this shakedown. And they're like, we're very sorry.
They're like, you know what? That's our fault.
Yeah. Yeah, but they wanted to be like,
carry
not,
on, you devils.
Yeah, they're not. They basically wanted to do like a there's a union dues type fucking shakedown. But yeah, different unions will do that. They'll bust movies for not using union people. I think that happened to Eli Roth while he was making Cabin Fever. A union showed up and tried to bust him, and Eli Roth had to get his dentist dad to like write like a massive check
Wow.
to pay them off. so they could finish the movie.
I saw a big union fight on the street. You know, they put those rats out.
Yeah.
Fucking guys trying to go into the thing. The union guys were screaming at them. It almost turned into a fist fight. It was fucking awesome.
And I was, here in New York?
Yeah. Just like fucking right down off like 8th.
You know, 100 years ago, these union guys, they would take a bunch of bats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Burn down a store.
But yeah, it got
toss
real.
You out of your apartment from like the 18th floor.
It got real heated real quick. And then I got to see a woman get fired. Incredible day for me.
You got to see a woman get fired?
Yeah, I was
moving. Is that like, was that on your bucket list?
No, but I was moving furniture. I was moving furniture in this warehouse, and this lady was just back talking her boss all day. And I like, even at 9 a.m., I like smelled her getting fired. I was like, she's.
This is her last day.
Yeah. And her and the boss got in a screaming match, and she goes, you know what? I feel sick. I'm going home. He goes, stay there.
Hell yeah, dude.
I was like, damn.
Like, you must have forgotten.
She kept saying, I need to defend myself. And he goes, I'm the boss, and I don't give a fuck.
What was she defending herself against?
Just like, she was trying not to do the job because it sucked. It was moving furniture all day, and everyone had to do it. And she was trying to help these other clients to get out of it. And he's like, I don't care about them. You have to be here. I told you you have to be here. I don't understand why you weren't here. And she's like, well, I told you I need it. He's like, I don't care. So it was like a whole thing.
I think the last thing she wanted to do was move furniture.
No, everybody. It was like they hired me because they didn't want to do it. It was like a lot of them sat around while I did it, which was fine.
Yeah. You know. I mean, but when you know what you're doing, it's almost best for those that don't to like get out the way.
Yeah.
They're like, please sit down over there.
Yeah, because you and if you know what you're doing, you and your buddy could probably do it faster than five people who don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, me and this big dude they hired, we got it. We were banging along, and then they hired this fucking 19-year-old fucking dumbass showed up, and he just goes, "Hey,
like,
man,
what's up, bro? What's the vibes?" He's like, what?
He goes, "You ever seen Hunger Games?" I was like, "I'm 35 and white. Yeah, I've seen Hunger Games, man." And he was like, "What about Rick and Morty?" I was like, yeah.
What? Man. It's like a school conversation.
I'm like, yeah, I've seen Rick and Morty. He goes, Rick and Morty? Rick and Morty? I was like, yeah, man. The Soulja Boy song. He goes, you know that? I was like, dude, go home. Go to bed. It's past your bedtime, bro. Go to bed.
You know that? Like, I'm just alive like you are.
Yeah, man.
Dude, I was at a film festival a few weeks ago, and these two dudes sat behind me who had to be like early 20s. And whatever language that generation speaks, I couldn't pick up on it. I knew you were going to say that. It was what?
They're like, I am dead.
Whatever language that generation speaks, the oldest man sentence in the world.
Like, I am dead. This is boring AF.
No, that's what it was. They were speaking in internet at each other.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's giving tired.
These are good vibes here.
Mullet dude in front of
AF.
Mullet. See, here's what they do. I feel like they take all the slang from my generation and put it together in one sentence.
Yeah.
And that's what their way of speaking.
That makes sense.
Because they don't say anything that's new.
No.
It's nothing that's like, oh, I never heard that. I can't figure out what that means.
Deadass mullet dude in front of us, mid.
They take
real,
a full sentence and then they'll, like a common sentence, and they'll just make it an acronym.
Okay. I hated it.
It's like, how are you doing? It's, I was like, yeah. H. How? I don't know. I don't know. Never mind.
How you doing? I'm bussing, for real, for real.
Bussing. That shit was mid.
That shit was mid. Dude. I do think that Meg Ryan was
mid. I will say that in a heartbeat about somebody's food. I'm like, that shit was mid, yo.
Yeah, dude.
What the fuck?
I say it about bitches, mostly.
But growing up, mid was like, mid was like, if you were like usually talking about weed.
Yeah.
Like, that shit's mid, bro.
Micah just bought a sweater that says mids on it real big. Pretty fun. She's like a professional woman.
Get a sweatshirt. Like, it's giving comfort. It's giving clothes.
Think I'm gonna trust you alone in the woods with my girlfriend? I only learned bussing recently from the guy that does the jail cooking.
I like
videos.
How he's calling him a pretty boy with this hair.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. So these guys
have some scheme to save. You watch the guy that makes the prison meals. He's like, how to make blank in prison. And then he tastes
I love
the
those.
Goes,
I had an
bust.
Uncle that would do that when I was a kid.
Hell yeah.
He would, like,
he made a spread?
He would like, no, he would just be like, this is how you make, this is how you fuck up some like ramen noodles, like throw in some like Cheetos and some shit.
Yeah.
He would like, iron grilled cheese sandwich in like a brown paper bag. He'd do shit like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun, dude.
That's cool.
I fucking like, tomorrow we'll teach you. I'll teach you how to make toilet wine.
I'm eight. You're gonna need to know this.
It's like it's important.
I had a buddy that used to buy like the bum bottles of vodka, the plastic bottles about that big.
Yeah.
And he would put hot Thai peppers or garlic in them, and then put them in his shelf for like a month. They were the best.
Yeah.
Well, you just eat that.
No, the vodka.
It would just make spicy drinks.
It makes hot fucking vodka, and you make like a Bloody Mary with that. It would blow your balls off.
I don't like Bloody Marys.
I like them in the morning.
The one they got one on Sundays.
It's like good for like a hangover, right?
Yeah,
yeah. They got one on Sundays at Dokebi in Williamsburg. It's the spiciest shit. It's fucking good.
I caught a hangover before I went to sleep last night.
I've had that day.
You
that
ever
day
like laid out and be like, yeah, if I don't throw up, that's
yeah.
I like laying down in front of the fan on my face. I was like, just like holding it.
No, I've I bought one of those. It's like a big canteen or whatever, but it's got 24 hour cold. I think we should. So if I put ice in it, it's still ice in 24 hours.
Oh, like a thermal.
Yeah, it's a thermal. It's right, like the screw top.
Yeah.
So I'll fill that with ice and then bring water with me and repeatedly fill it throughout the night. And I have myself trained that in the middle of the night, I just get up and drink like half a gallon of water.
Oh, how you don't piss yourself?
I get up and pee a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Dude, I'm so
but
glad.
But I'm like trained that like if I'm going to bed, I need to finish that amount of water.
I'll do that in the morning. I'll drink like a whole gallon during the day. And then I only drink seltzer, so it's like, I don't know, it's pretty lame, but all I drink is like water until alcohol.
What do you drink alcohol-wise?
Well, I drink whiskey.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll get like a whiskey soda.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to drink just straight whiskey until I moved to New York. Yeah. And I was just getting wasted at Mike's.
My buddy's girl drinks vodka water. And she's like, I'm never hungover.
Well, that's the thing. I drink whiskey soda because I stopped drinking soda, right?
Yeah.
But I would still drink whiskey Cokes. And then switched to soda. And then I stopped getting hangovers is because...
The sugar.
Well, the water, the seltzer, the water. It's like you're kind of hydrating yourself while drinking, so it's like you're not as drained.
And plus, like sugary stuff. Like
being hungover is dehydrated.
Yeah, right. And, well, that fucks with your hydration, and then so that's why like the worst hangovers are sweet wine or like flavored vodka.
Yeah, wine and champagne.
Flavored vodka hangovers are the worst.
Or and I would drink, remember MD-2020?
No, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would drink those shits. I would just get, like, the orange or the blue one, and then be, like,
the only
the
time,
whole day I'd be out of it.
The only time I've been forcefully dragged out of a bar was because I drank two fucking Mad Dogs before I went out, and I was just... I was just in a mood.
What size were the bottles?
They're the big ones. They're
But you can drink one of those in like three gulps if you really want to.
Well, first of all, they tasted like
candy.
Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Dude, I love that the blue one had bling on it. Do you remember that for a while?
Yeah.
The blue one had a chain on it.
Dude.
They were definitely marketing a certain time.
Just vomiting different colors.
Are you in Atlantic City or slightly outside of it?
You remember
love MD-2020.
Remember the MD-2020 was like on the case that actually had a scratch off?
Yeah, yeah.
They know their clientele.
No, I used to be able to get them
You could also scan it as a Metro card. All right.
I used to get them in Palisades Park. And then when we went to Atlantic City, I was like, they have every flavor here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, I've gotten
myself. Like, instead of fun, I was like, they have every color. No. There's green, there's blue, there's orange, that's red.
Okay, I have a question. I remember a 40, and I don't know anyone else has ever.
Is he about to come at them again?
Yeah. So he just said,
haven't handled one of these babies in 20 years.
Handled one of these in 20 years because he was leather.
Oh, that's a reference. Yeah. I love that.
Texas Chainsaw was 74.
That's cool.
Okay, so I remember this 40 that we got in college, and I don't know anyone else that ever had it. I'm just going to swing in the dark. Have you ever heard of Evil Eye Malt Liquor?
Yes.
The green 40.
Evil, I have heard of Evil Eye.
Do you remember liquor. It was like a green apple malt liquor in a 40?
Green apple.
It had a snake on it?
Yeah.
I've never met somebody else that remembers it. Thank you.
I remember, but I remember this from like 2000, like 2006? Bush years. Bush was in office.
Yes. Yes.
That might be like,
that's a long time.
I was in college.
It might be an East Coast only thing. I don't think we had it in the
Midwest. I don't experiment that much anymore with alcohol. I kind of know what I like. Yeah. But when I was a kid.
That had to be 2005 because when I was a freshman
like,
in college.
So I was like 18 around that time. Yeah. That was like, yeah.
We used to buy the 40s by the case.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was alcohol. It's just cleaning stuff.
But now I'm only, I drink Narragansett Tall Boys and I drink seltzers.
I used to love Narragansett.
It's all drink, and I don't get too hungover anymore. I think I've trained my body to, like...
You trained your mind to, right not, to, not, to not submit to it?
Yeah.
I'm fine.
I drink...
Cut all the lights out.
Vodka tonics.
Yeah.
Tequila seltzer. If I'm doing whiskey, I do still love a good whiskey Diet Dr. Pepper.
Wow.
But you got to be careful with those.
I've never done whiskey with, like, a diet soda. I've never done any liquor with a diet, so...
Not bad. You get drunk quicker because of the aspartame.
Really?
Nice. Yeah. I'm going to be drinking beer, diet Cokes.
Diet seltzer?
But I do like my seltzies.
Yeah. I like the seltzers, man. I'm a little gay boy who likes his gay drinks, so I like to fucking...
margaritas?
Yeah, dude.
Virgin margaritas?
I'd do a fucking, like, Apple Cosmo if it didn't get me so fucking hungover the next
day. Instead of salt, can we put sugar?
Yes. Around the room? I'm a little sweet boy.
The wrestling company I work for just did a show at this place, Chilo's. We're going to do another one there in September. And it's a taco truck, a big margarita bar,
nice
tables, and then we set up a ring.
Where's this at?
Outside of Sunset Park.
Oh, this is in Brooklyn.
Yeah, yeah.
I was gonna say like somewhere in Jersey.
No. We did it in Brooklyn, and I got my ass kicked in the ring, and I crawled past the locker room. I went out of the ring, crawled past the locker room, just hit a hard left, and crawled to the bar.
Yeah.
Found a bar stool, sat down, and I called my wife. And I went, hey, meet me here. I'm not leaving for another 4 hours. She just found me. I'm sitting there just a few margs deep.
But I'll come drink also, with you next time, Zachy boy.
Great thing about Margarita Bar is they'll also have Topo Chico. And
the, I have like, a friend Mexican that works for Topo Chico.
The Mexican sodas, like Jolitas.
Oh, yeah.
So every few drinks, you sneak in a seltzer.
Topo Chico's having a good...
Topo Chico's having a renaissance.
Yeah, they're doing good.
I had it at the Creek in Austin, and I was like, this is awesome. I hope we get it by us. And now I'm finding it at bars around here.
But yeah. Topo Chico is like, it's not alcohol, right? It's
no, they just, have alcohol.
They have an alcohol too. One now, yeah.
I'm like, because these big brand seltzers are coming out. What's the other one that's like the death, liquid death?
That's just water.
But they also have the other one that's seltzer, the black one.
Yeah, yeah. They have seltzer water, though. But
yeah,
it's
they're not
alcoholic. It's not
alcoholic.
No, it's not alcoholic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Liquid Death has the white can is just distilled
is this a
water.
Blooper? What's happening?
I think they've lost their mind. But well, I've gotten into
it. Did we accidentally miss the credits?
My big one is I get the strawberry lemonade Trulies.
I just bought a six of those yesterday.
Oh, like isn't that like the vodka? No.
That's the High Noons.
That's what I think about High Noons.
I get the strawberry lemonade Trulies, and I will drink about 25 of them.
Those are good.
I love, they're like the perfect chemical.
You do love sweet stuff. You are a sweet boy.
I'm a little sugar man.
You ever have like the cactus? Was it like the
agave?
No. The it's called cactus. Is it Cactus Jack? The
no.
It's the seltzer, hard seltzer.
That looks awful.
Oh dear. Is it good?
Yeah, it got me wasted.
Nice. That's all I'm in for.
That's the Travis Scott drink.
Oh, okay.
By the way, the good thing about those Liquid Deaths, the carbonated ones, they're carbonated like beer and not like seltzer.
Ah.
So I took a...
So it gets flat fast?
No. It tastes like... it feels like you're chugging a beer. And
no, it does. It does. I love those shits.
I quit drinking for a little. I took a break, and there was a night we were watching wrestling. And at one point I went, did I just drink 7 waters?
Fucking bourbon all over the place.
Yeah.
Dude, I took 4 days off drinking and I lost 12 pounds.
Yeah, I did.
That'll happen.
It's insane.
I did 10 weeks last year.
I usually take.
I've learned that if you work out and drink, it's fine.
Yeah.
But if you don't drink, you can lose weight. But if you work out and drink, you can still lose weight.
I've been getting my steps in recently, just trying to fucking keep myself from being a bloated mess when I'm drinking.
Just tear the wings off of it.
I watched this comic yesterday talk about on stage. She was like, what's too many steps?
I'll tell you, 30,000. That's what I got last Friday.
Are you still in the same town?
That's what I got that warehouse. You're
like,
look up,
we're like, where am I?
I was fucking dying.
Hell That's yeah, cool. dude. They're getting their money's worth out of him.
Yeah.
He took his ponytail out.
Yeah. If he's got the ponytail out and he's just on.
I bet he was a good dad. He has that vibe.
This also has big time Night of Living Dead vibes with them trapped in the house with it boarded up like that.
Oh, here we go.
Just put it on.
Don't be a pussy.
Hell yeah, dude.
Turn that shit up. She has all that stuff all over her face and shirt. Take your shirt off. What the fuck?
Yeah, we're all friends here. Let me just take some broom. Hey, get out of here. You're going to burn the house down.
You're going to burn yourself. They got to turn the fucking... Turn the stove off at this point. How is this thing not killing itself against that chainsaw?
I'm not going to lie. I've been enjoying this. This is pretty silly.
I like it.
The I book. Think it's maybe just the good company you have today.
You're you know, it's, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Can
I
you
probably
just
would
say
not
you're
be
enjoying us?
I would not be enjoying this by myself. That's definitely for sure.
I would not have lasted this long by myself with this movie.
Oh, I torture myself. I watch.
I'll do that with the documentary. I'll torture myself. I don't even care what this is about. Yeah. I can't find the remote, so I'm watching this.
Can I suggest a doc?
Ooh,
the Guar documentary that just came out is very Guar. Good.
Or what?
The band Guar?
Yeah.
It's on Shudder. It's on the same streaming service as this.
I think I got Shudder during the pandemic.
If you have it, the Guar thing just went up is really good. It's like their whole history. And like them not getting along and like how everything came to be. It's really cool. It's also like how they make all their shit. How a live show works out.
I just remember that. Was that who he was in that movie Empire Records when he like falls asleep?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's also the band you're trying to get tickets to in the Beavis and Butthead game.
Yeah.
For Genesis.
Guar. Also, the new Beavis and Butthead on Paramount Plus.
Sick.
It's great.
I gotta check
the new
it
movie
out.
Yeah. The new movie is great and the new episodes are really funny.
So some reason I trust you.
I love it. There's a part so they go to space. And it's like 10, 9. And Butthead goes, counting sucks. It just made me laugh. So, dude, I laughed so hard at the movie.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus. It's like from Alien.
Whoa. This is
this is very much from Alien.
Yeah, bro. It's time to relocate.
Call this is a horrible shot.
I like these people. I like that these people just consistently think that they got to take care of this themselves. They haven't called National Guard, alerted any like emergency people,
an exterminator.
How do these guys feel about themselves after the movie?
What? We're about to be famous. I don't know.
Yeah.
20 years, somebody's gonna.
I think
recognize
a lot of them
me.
Are just working actors, and they're like, "Hey, this is a gig."
Yeah.
It's the same as like when
have
we
have you
go,
ever done a gig that you're like, I hope that doesn't come out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of them.
Most of them. Like, I hope this doesn't see the light of day.
Like, yeah, like when you show up for a gig that's a pop up and you get there and it's a microphone in a field.
Yeah. And I'm like, damn it.
And you're like, well, I need this money.
Said too many slurs this act. I'm going to get in trouble again. I thought this guy was in. Lionheart with Jean-Claude Van Damme, but he's not. I tried to look it up. Inside
the house. All right, should be over in the next 5 minutes.
They're all going to die to the mosquitoes.
I would assume so.
Or
I mean,
they're
going to
light the house on fire.
The big plan, I think, is they'll use the gas to try and blow up the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, how?
Gas. Gas. We'll break all the gas lines, and then each one of us will get by a window. And on the count of three, we'll rip this shit off and let them in.
What about us?
We'll have to make it to the roof.
This is a terrible plan.
He wants to go to the roof?
Yeah.
These things fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's saying, let's get in the dumbwaiter. This guy's 6'5".
This guy?
Yeah, Gunnar Hansen's huge.
He reminds me of that guy who just passed away.
What's Meatloaf? His name?
Huh?
Meatloaf?
No. Not the black guy.
Oh.
Ooh.
The guy from, he was on Magnum P.I. He just, like, was in a car accident. He was, like, 83 and died in a car accident.
Oh, shit. Sure. Oh, insane. Maybe that's who I'm thinking of.
Roger E. Mosley.
Okay.
He was on Mr. Cooper.
Oh, yeah. What's Mr. Cooper been up to?
Oh, Mark Curry?
Yeah, I know he still performs at the Laugh Factory in LA.
I'm about to say, probably like the Laugh Factory. Last time I was there, I saw a kid from Kid and Play there.
Yeah?
And they gave him a shout out from the stage, and he just was like, I was like, what is this place? Like, what is this?
Buddy, we get all the stars over it here at the Laugh Factory.
Please do not ask how I... With Make-A-Wish children and Michael Jackson. That has nothing to do.
I see celebrities in the audience every so often, like in the clubs of the city, and no one ever knows.
No, never.
They're like, this ain't about you. Thank you for coming. It's a 2-drink minimum.
Yeah, my first taping, David Blaine was in the crowd. I think Jeff Ross might have said something.
Julia Stiles just keeps showing up.
Styles was at my wrestling show.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I saw her like literally last week, but I've seen her a couple times out in the village at like Fat Black.
How's she looking?
She came to my fucking wrestling show and she hung out the whole time. She took pictures of a bunch of the wrestlers.
How does she look?
She looks fine.
Yeah. Tom told me he did a show. Heather Graham was in the audience.
That would fuck me up.
He said she looked real good.
Earlier this summer, I was walking in the Lower East Side, not far from here, I think around First Ave, Houston, and I saw who's the actress? She's in Westworld.
Oh, the blonde chick or the black chick?
The blonde chick.
She
black
was,
chick is Tandaway, right? Tandaway Newton. Yeah.
She dated Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, isn't she
Evan
like,
Rachel Woods?
Evan yes. Rachel Woods. That's right.
And I beat the shit out of her. Just something about her face. I don't know what it is. I just I needed to gaslight her and hit her.
You hit her?
No.
You talking about Marilyn Manson?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he fucked her up. He's like a bad guy. Yeah. Turns out.
We'll see. I think the Johnny Depp thing set a precedent.
Yeah.
And now Manson will follow, and he's going to sue his exes for
his
defamation.
Exes?
He's got a few naughty
boy
accusations.
You dated Rose
McGowan?
None from her. That what makes me question...
Oh, like she has terrible run-ins with dudes.
Well, that's what makes me question these chicks coming after Marilyn Manson. It's like, you dated Rose McGowan, the queen of Me Too.
Yeah.
And you didn't fuck that up at all. You didn't piss her off once. And now, in your older years, you've decided to become abusive. Plus, yeah. Like, I don't know. You're dating Marilyn Manson. What do you expect? Probably going to do some weird Marilyn Manson-y shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This dumbwaiter sounds like a pretty bad idea.
It's very slow.
It's very slow. They're grown men.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should have all agreed to just shoot themselves in the heads by now.
Or, I don't know, maybe all three of you need to get this guy up?
Yeah.
Oh, because he's heavy as fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
Who
right.
Who the fuck's going to get him up?
You're right. I didn't even think about that, yeah.
Can't he... You could do it from the inside, probably, right? I don't know.
They're not designed for that. They're designed for fucking food.
That's just not going to care. That's not going to hold that big-ass dude.
That's not going to hold this dude. No! No!
right there with the babies. Oh, man, he's become one of the best people in the movie now.
Now he's the hero. I gotta be honest, I do have the nerd boner from watching Leatherface get the fuck around with a chainsaw some more.
I remember we had a party and my buddy took his chainsaw and cut from my friend's bedroom into the living room. Just cut a big hole in the wall. And he goes, now you'll never be away from the party.
I remember going to a party years ago that was these people, friends of mine, they had a party at their house and they were basically destroying the house the next day.
Yeah.
They were like demolishing it. So we had a party and then I initiated the demolish of it. I just started fucking up the bedroom.
Yeah, dude.
I was probably like 22, 23. I was pretty wasted, but I was like, fuck it, let's start now. And the whole party joined in. And I was like,
it's the most fun.
This is getting out of hand.
Dude, destroying a house is so fun.
There was some type of...
I've been to a couple of those, like, this is the last night this place is going to exist. They're demolishing it. Let's have a party. And I'd be like, what the fuck?
Some show did a thing with a karate master to show that he could demo a house in, like, 5 minutes. There's one of those dudes that, like, kicks through walls and chops through walls.
Yeah.
And they literally gave him 5 minutes to, like, knock a house.
Can't you do that on, like Street Fighter 2?
But it was one of those dudes that's, like, a white guy karate master who just wears, like, sweats.
Is that how he acts to be? Dressed white guy karate master?
Yeah, he's got, like, a mullet and, like, a crew neck sweater.
Bow to your sensei.
And he was trying to kick and chop the house down. He did pretty good. Like, he ran through a few walls.
That's sick.
Did he do any of these to it?
No, he was doing the close punches, though.
Ah.
1-inch punch?
Yeah.
Is this house going to explode?
I would assume so.
No.
There it goes.
Oh, why didn't he do the serious walk-off?
Not a bad explosion. You're blowing up a house, that could have looked a lot worse.
Pretty good.
Yep, and now you just put a red light on them, throw debris. That looked good.
Yeah.
The big things in this were done well. It's just some of the little things were kind of looked over and came out silly.
I liked when the guy's eyes exploded.
I liked that too.
On the boat? Oh, no. Oh, when he sucked.
When he got sucked. Yeah.
I thought that was fun.
I was happy to see him die, actually. That was satisfying.
It was a gift to you on your birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Oh, my God, he lived.
No fucking way.
No,
he hit himself and lived.
He was literally at the base of the fire that blew up that whole house.
Or was the guy that was stuck in the dumbwaiter?
No, I think this black guy. Oh, he hit himself in the fridge.
They could hear him coughing in the fridge.
Oh, man, he pulled the fucking crystal skull. That's fucking awesome.
Man, it was hot in here.
Damn, next time I'll hide myself in the freezer.
He's like, shit. Anyway, that's my girl, her dog.
You got him. No, we did it, Ray. We got him. Now let's get the hell out of here.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen.
I was hoping for, like, a serious, like, you know, like the fucking shit comes back.
I thought it was going to pan.
Comes up through the debris. Yeah.
I thought it was going to pan to one egg still hatching or something.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mosquito from 1994. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much to my guest, Tim McLaughlin, Napoleon Emo.
Thank you
guys so much for your time. I appreciate you very much, and we'll see you next week here on Zach and Beagle's Midnight Spook Show.